Welcome to the show. You're listening live. I pressed the record button. That call you heard prior is lost media now. If you're a live listener, please record the phone calls because I didn't even hit the button. Oh my god. That call's lost to the sands of time now. Only lives in our memories. I think there's something to asking to just bring a bottle in. Welcome to the show. I'm gonna try. Oh, where's Rosin? There he is.
Are you taking this one or?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
All right.
And then it'll be your turn. Oh my goodness. Pick up. Pick up the phone, man. Okay. Twisted Trow. Alright, they're not gonna pick up. Gonna pick up.
Twisted Trough, how can I help you?
Hey man, I need to bring in a bottle.
What's that?
I'm gonna bring in a bottle. Is that okay with you?
A bottle of what?
It's a bottle, man. It's like, you know, like glass.
Okay.
And I could just bring that in?
You can't bring drinks in.
It's a bottle. I just want to bring in the bottle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just an empty bottle? That's...
I'm not sure what's in it. Like, I don't, you know. But I can... Hold on. I'll go pick it up. It's across the room here. I'll pick it up. I'm gonna turn on my speakers. Okay?
You know this is the bar, right?
Yeah, I just, you know, bring in the bottle.
Okay.
Bring this in? Do I bring it in?
For what for?
To have it.
I guess. Do you want me to sell it or something?
To sell it? I mean, it's a bottle, you know?
We'll buy it.
Oh, you'll buy my bottle?
No.
Why?
Why would I?
Yeah, I thought you'd, you know, you said you'd buy it and everything.
Oh, did you talk to Don or something? Is he interested in it, or?
I thought you said you were going to buy it, but is it Don?
No, 1 second.
What's your name for future reference?
Did you talk to somebody about buying a bottle? Yeah, no, I think you might have the wrong person.
Is this the bar?
In Montpelier? Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Twisted Trow? Or Trough?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, just... I got two of them. I can part with one of these darn bottles. They're just taking up room on my mantelpiece.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure who it was you talked to about it, but I don't know anything about a bottle, and Don said he doesn't remember talking to anyone about a bottle either, so...
Oh, if I bring it in, you guys want to look at it?
Maybe that's what it is.
Like, ascertain?
You can talk to Don if you want it, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not interested, but...
Oh, okay.
Nor my bottle? Yeah, no, he's not interested either.
Oh, can I like sell it to him? Like a sales pitch?
He said he's not interested.
I don't even want to sell this thing anymore. I'll give it to you for free.
We're okay. We don't
It's an empty bottle.
I got
two of them. Oh, one of them's different. You, no, just take the bottle. I'll come down there. I'll leave the bottle down there, and you guys can just have it.
We don't want it. That's okay.
Please, just take the bottle, please. I'll just leave it in the parking lot. How's that?
Okay, whatever.
All right. Your name. What's your name? I'll put your name on it, so no one knows to. So like they know you for it to touch on it.
Okay, neither of us are gonna take it.
I'll just write Don on one of these bottles, and I'll just throw it in the parking lot for you guys.
Yeah, we're not interested.
Please, just take the bottle. What the fuck was that, man? Why does that work? Holy shit, what the fuck?
Yeah, let me just bring my own bottle.
Bring a bottle.
Bring it, BYOB. Bring your own bottle.
Oh my god. That does.
I have an even better idea. You should call restaurants that you're able to just bring your own alcohol. I'll be like, yeah, I'm bringing a big bottle of Henny.
Oh, that's kind of what
it has.
It's like a bottle. Just bring it in a bottle. Nondescript bottle. Don't know what's in it. I messed up the delivery there. Do you want to call a bar?
Yeah, I'll take one. All right.
Okay.
I have a good one in my head.
All right. Just don't, send me to jail.
Yeah, I won't send you to jail. Option B or option A? I'm probably going to go with option B.
Denny's, please. This is Aaron.
Hi, Denny's. What time are you guys closed until? Or what time do you guys close at?
10 o'clock.
24 hours? 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I have to get there and down soon, but I want to achieve my dreams of pouring a thing of... What is it? Can I bring a bottle over to you guys' establishment?
No.
It just has LeBron James on it. It just says Hennessy LeBron James Edition. I just want to drink for my birthday, but I can't go to regular bars because they won't allow that. I just want to drink James Henny.
You
don't
want to
drink the LeBron James Henny? You don't want to drink the LeBron James Henny I have?
No, you can't bring that into the bar.
Can I speak to the manager?
She's at a meeting right now. You can. We don't
She's
have a manager.
She's a manager? I thought. Owner? Is your owner a lady or a man?
Lady.
Wow. That's a pretty big role for you. Are you one of the managers or what?
Oh no. Welcome to the show.
Oh, that's funny.
Just received word from James that he has to prepare and make your meal live on rogueserver.com. I'm Whoopi, your host. Special guest tonight, Rosin.
I'm always here.
Bar. I really like bringing in a bottle. Oh, no phone number. Phone number, Bar and Grill.
Bar and Grill places are interesting.
Yeah, they're all different. Actually, I haven't called them before. Good.
And there's some where the bartender will kick your ass for saying some shit.
Hi, can I bring my bottle down there?
Hi.
What?
I want to bring my bottle in.
No, you can't bring a bottle in.
Why?
Because this is a bar.
It's a bottle. It's made of glass and stuff. It's like a vessel.
I understand that, but yeah. No, there's no outside food or drink in here.
Okay, who said about food or drink? It's a bottle.
have time. I'm busy.
Hey,
I have
a bottle I got
to
bring in there, guy. You know, just let me bring it in, man. All right, she's gone. Is this what I'm going to be doing tonight? I don't know.
Or be like, do you guys offer bottle service? Where the girls come out and start dancing? It's just a regular bar.
Alright, do you want to talk to the next one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Hello, Steinhouse. How can I help you?
Hi there. Do you guys do bottle service there?
Pardon?
Do you guys do bottle service?
No, we do not.
Do you guys have any policies about bringing your own bottles in?
Yeah, you can't bring your own bottle in.
Not if it's like a codeine cough syrup. I can put in like a Sprite.
No.
It's just codeine cough syrup, ma'am. I have a really bad cold, and I just need to sip it at a time.
Well, maybe you should stay
like,
home with your cold.
Man, I'm just trying to get lit at the bar, but you won't let that happen.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, you sound like you need some, too. I got some, too. I got some extra. Make you work. Make you
I'm really busy
real
right now, so do you need anything
You're
else?
Not busy. You're just on the phone. Come on. Help a brother out.
Tiff is with us tonight.
Ah.
How do you like the name? And am I dropping packets tonight? Am I going robot?
You sound nice.
Thank God. That's what happened last week. I dropped 57 packets, but I think that's a normal amount. Maybe not. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. I'm Whoppy, your host. I really like asking about bringing a bottle in.
Bottles.
I'm gonna do it.
Bottle service.
I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna do it all night long. Just ask about bringing a bottle. Things I can touch on here.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh my goodness. The suspense is killing me. Will they pick up?
Ouch.
You should tell the lady that.
Good evening, Lucky 13.
Hey, I need to bring my bottle in there.
What's that?
I have to bring a bottle in there.
A bottle? What bottle?
It's like a glass bottle.
Okay.
I actually have two of them. So how do I go about like bringing these in?
Are you thinking of the bar?
It's like bottles. They said I have to bring them in there.
Okay, I think you're thinking of the Lucky Bar.
Oh, do you transfer me to the bar now?
No, this is Lucky 13.
Oh, it says bar.
Lucky's bar is separate.
Or pub brewery.
That is separate than us.
But can I bring my bottle in there?
We're not the same as the Lucky's bar.
Yeah, you're the restaurant component.
Yep.
Yeah, I just bring in my bottle in there, just to have it, and, like touch it and stuff. Like I said, it's made of glass. It's like, if I threw it, it'd definitely like shatter everywhere. You know.
I guess. I'm not sure what you're asking.
Just if I could bring the bottle inside.
I guess I can't answer that without seeing it.
Hold on. I'll show it to the... I'm on... All right. Do you see it? Do you see it?
It doesn't matter. They got my card.
I got it. I'm pointing the phone at it.
Okay, I got
to go. Oh, I'll just bring them the bottle. I'll bring in the bottle and you can verify. All right. She wasn't perturbed by the bottle.
No nonsense.
She's just, you know.
Tiff, you should sing the genie in the bottle to the
next random caller.
Yeah.
I have a request when it's my turn.
Wait, who's going?
I would like...
You should go, Tiff.
Sure, yes, please. But would you nonchalantly ask, hey, am I allowed to bring a bottle and then do that tink-tink noise and then I can jump in?
Oh, you want me to do that?
Yes, please.
All right, I'll do it.
Come on in, let me out.
Hey, I'll be right back.
All right.
The same type.
Come on.
Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Tavern. Hi.
Hi. Can I bring my bottle in there?
Can you bring what?
My bottle. Hold on.
Bottle?
If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. You gotta rub me the right way. Are we allowed to come in? Is he allowed to bring me in the bottle?
Is this a joke or?
I can make your dreams come true. Hey, stop hitting the glass. You gotta make a big impression. I gotta like what you do. Thank you.
That was great. I think we're connected, but I think that's just a technical thing. We're gonna hang up on these guys. Welcome to Whoopi's Workshop. I'm Whoopi. We're working out some issues we've been having regarding technical things like packets and bottles. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. It's 9:21, 30 seconds, post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, November 17th, 2025. If you're listening, you're probably most likely listening live. So welcome live listeners. We're doing it. We have Tiff with us tonight.
Gazoon tight.
Who's going now?
It's you, buddy.
Oh, okay. I have the fabled third monitor somewhere.
I have to go get my tablet so I can read the rogue room.
Okay.
Hello, you're calling Grand Forks. Sorry. Space Aliens Grill and Barn. Bismarck, my name is Franklin. How can I help you tonight?
Hey, Franklin. I to bring my bottle in. Did I speak to you about that?
Sorry?
To bring my bottle in?
Like an alcoholic beverage?
It's like a glass bottle. Like, you hear it?
I think it should be fine, but let me just double check with my manager in case, okay?
All right.
Just give me one quick second, okay?
Sweet.
I'm gonna bring in a bottle. Bottle.
Hello?
Yo, hey, Franklin?
Yes.
Hey, man, I got you. You want a bottle too?
So I asked my manager and they said no, you can't.
Oh, your manager sounds like a square, man. Listen, I got like five, six, seven bottles here. I just, you know, I can give you a bottle.
Oh, I get what you're doing. That's pretty funny.
It's like you can like recycle them and
stuff.
You
have a YouTuber or Twitch or something?
I just want to bring in my bottle, man. It's like for like internet clout.
Yeah, sorry. Imagine they said no, unfortunately, and I can't really go against my manager's word.
Man, are they busy in a meeting or something, or can I like, you know, try to?
Yeah,
like...
right now they are pretty busy.
Oh. Yeah, I can't. You, Franklin, you're a cool guy. You're a straight shooter. Now your manager sound like real squares, man. I hope you're able to like usurp their position.
Thank you, man. Well, I do gotta go. I have.
Right. Hey, I'll just leave a bottle out in the parking lot. All right, Franklin, on it. You can take it. It's yours.
Oh, no worries, man. I don't need anything. But
oh no, man, it's no issue for me, man. I just, you know, I got too many of these goddamn bottles. I just want to get rid of these things.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll write Franklin on it. And what's your manager's name? So I'll write that on the bottles too.
I actually don't know her name.
Huh. I get how that works, man. I was talking to someone for months and I didn't, you know, the name didn't register.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
well,
it's,
I do gotta go. I have, all right, Franklin. I have work to do, man.
Hey, man, take care.
Have a great night, man.
Yeah, I'll leave a bottle for you. Peace.
Franklin.
Shout outs to Franklin.
Franklin.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. I'm Whoopi, your host. Oh, I got these bottles on my lap and they're going to fall over. We're calling bars tonight asking about bottles. Or just, you know, places in general that do food.
Tink, 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 tink.
Yes. Alright, Tiff, I think it's your turn.
Okay.
I'm not sure how long we're gonna go tonight.
Bismarck, how can I help you?
Hey, do you folks have any bottles there?
Sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, it's okay. I asked if you had any bottles there.
Bottles?
Yeah.
Like what kind of bottles? Like...
Oh, any kind, like, that could contain liquids, or air, or... They sound like this.
Like beer bottles?
Anything like that? Yeah.
We do have beer bottles, yeah.
Okay. What happens when you rub them? Anything unusual?
No.
Like da 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 whoop whoop. And then, like, the pink mist comes out, and there's, like, a little genie. So nothing bad will happen.
No.
No genies. Okay. Anywhere that you could, like, recommend, like, find, like, a genie, but nothing bad will happen?
No, I don't.
Interesting. I'm looking for, like, a companion for myself inside of the bottle. Listen, I'm going to tap on my wall. It's nice in here. But I can't get out, and I'm lonely.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I tapped on the wall, but I forgot about it. God damn it, I messed
that one up. No, you're perfect.
Oh my god. Show's ruined. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. Let's check the packets. I haven't dropped
Tacky's
that many.
Here. Who's Tacky?
Tacky?
Tacky.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, Tacky?
Yo, what's up?
Pete Dackey.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com.
Moldy's here. A genie in a beer bottle.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live. I'm Whoopi. Your host tonight with the my guests on the Mumble. You can join the Mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com. Just you know, join in. You can make a call.
Hiya!
Whoa!
Hiya!
I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just skipping around everywhere. It's a mess, but that's how we operate here. All right, I think I'm going.
Are we still talking about bottles?
Yes.
Okay.
I was a genie twice.
Hey, man, I need to do some bottles down there.
Some bottles?
Yeah, I got to do bottles. How many you got?
Oh, you want... see, we do not... We didn't save any so far. I mean,
okay.
The ones for tonight, I think we might have a few. I have one, two, maybe five?
Five bottles?
Yep, any shape or what?
No, do you guys need more bottles?
Oh, do we need more bottles?
Yeah, I got some bottles here. I'll bring them in for you, you know, just so you can have them and stuff. You can touch them.
Okay. I mean, I don't think we need bottles.
No, I mean, I got 10 crates full of them. You know, like the old school wooden crates?
Oh. Yeah, I don't think we need any, though.
No,
nobody's been asking for any.
Okay. So what do we do now?
What do you mean, what do we do?
Well, you said you got the bottles, but I also have bottles.
I thought you're asking for bottles. Okay, no, yeah, we don't need any bottles. Nobody's been asking either. I mean, sometimes people call in and ask if we can save bottles, but nobody has for a couple weeks now, so we don't need
They patched
we're
me in.
Real can bottles, so.
They patched me into you guys.
Oh, okay. No, real can bottles, I believe.
Soda can bottles?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you. I don't know what happened, but thank you.
You missed one of your Kobe opportunities.
Oh, I did. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live. Oh my God.
You're listening live on the RogueServer.com.
RogueServer.com. Today.
Last Wednesday. Uh-oh.
The last Whoopi show, I think Whoopi's walkathon, and it had to end early due to technical difficulties. Hopefully, that's not happening tonight. I don't seem to be dropping any packets, so that's good.
You drop any packets tonight, Whoopi, you're gay.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's not.
Yeah, we're inclusive. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Let's get a number calling.
Oh, Sperm's here. Hi, Sperm Alarm.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Sperm.
You're listening
in a bottle.
All right. Is this the same number I called? No. Where's Jane? Wait, who's going? Who's going?
I'll go.
Rosin.
I had to do the wizard.
Oh, wait, is it Jane?
Wizard.
It's butt shit.
It's Jane.
James Scruggs.
Rusty, this is Jana.
Yeah, we just got James Scruggs on the line.
Hello?
We got James Scruggs on the line.
James is with us tonight.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hello.
It's your boy James Scruggs. What to do? Yo, it's Jay.
Okay, I gotta go. Bye.
No, you don't, lady.
What a whore.
Jame, you sound real.
That's great. I have a microphone. It's a real one.
Oh, man.
Oh, we acknowledged it. Damn it, I acknowledged it.
I thought you were playing the soundboard over...
Yeah, are
over,
these actually him? Is this a clip?
This is a
prove
clip.
Prove it.
I can't.
Walk,
I, Tiff.
Walk heel to toe.
I can't even do
line.
That normally.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I know what I'll do.
Sperm's a genie.
Start fingerboarding.
I know what I'll do.
Oh, my God.
Start fingerboarding.
Okay.
Can't believe
I fixed it. Now I sound like I used to, right? All right, cool. So I'm going to use this microphone because I want to smoke weed, and that means I have to go outside.
He said I got
to. Do you want to do a call while you're
right
taking
way
in the...
Yep.
Okay. All
yep
right.
Yep.
All right, Jane, what I've been yep doing tonight is calling bars and asking if I can bring my bottle in.
What kind of bottle is it?
This is a bottle made of glass.
And just grips. Glass.
I tried to explain to one of them that it was a LeBron James pen bottle.
It's an emotional support bottle.
Yeah.
No,
Jim Beam.
Bar.
The good old Jim Beam.
Mr. F.
Paper.
Trusted
Rail,
how
can I help you?
Hey, how's it going tonight? I was just wondering, I have an emotional support bottle, and I was just hoping that it would be okay if I brought him with me.
I will let you talk to the manager. Give me just a minute. Okay.
All right.
Gonna make
hi, this is Chantel.
Hey, how's it going tonight? I was gonna come down there, but I just wanted to make sure that it was okay if I brought my emotional support bottle with me. It's just like a clear it's a plastic bottle. It's clear. There used to be a ship in the bottle, but we took the ship out of the bottle because it was giving me nightmares. So it's really, it's just like an emotional support bottle. It's totally normal.
Okay, as long as there's no liquid in it or anything, it's like...
No, it's an optical illusion. It looks like there's liquid in it, but there's no liquid in it, and you can't drink out of it. I'll dump it out. Like, I'll show you that there's nothing in it, but it'll look like there's liquid in it, even when I'm dumping it out.
That should be fine.
All right, cool. I appreciate
okay
it.
Yep.
All right. So me and the emotional support bottle, we're going to come down there. It's going to be a good time.
Okay. Just be worried
right
it is bingo still.
Oh, shit. Cool. Me and the bottle will play some bingo maybe if we get there in time.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Sounds
James
good.
Scrugg.
Bye.
Away!
James is with us tonight.
Hello, everybody. It's your boy, James. I'm going to be smoking a joint of some Koosh caviar real quick.
What about that moldy cookie, though?
I don't have any.
Oh. I heard it's like a good strain or something.
I have some shit caught in my teeth.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a liquid, buddy.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live. All right, who's going?
Taco?
Sure. Let me see if I've called this place. I'm doing this totally disorganized, and it's awful, and I'm gonna accidentally end up calling the same place
jail
twice. Yeah, in jail.
Disorganized.
Straight to it.
Live. It's 34 degrees in Maine.
I don't know what temperature here is in my
the
workshop.
The moon's out.
Whoopee, buddy.
What's up?
Boobs.
410.
Hi, can I bring my bottle down to the bar? You guys don't carry the bottle I usually drink, so I want to bring my own. Can I do that?
No.
Or is that going to be an issue? Why?
Yeah, you can't do that.
It's a LeBron James Henny, though. Why are you giving me issues? It's just a LeBron James Henny.
You can't bring your own booze into the bar and drink it?
It's LeBron James Henny, though. What's the wrong
I don't
with
care
it
who it is. You can't do it. Who is this?
It's King Harold.
Yeah, you can't. No.
That's a bummer, because, like, I was going to spend a lot of money while drinking the LeBron James Henny.
Yeah, sorry, but no, you can't.
But no, I'm coming down. You can't stop me.
I like the LeBron James Henny detail.
It's
what
a
about
real thing
LeBron
too.
James Scrug.
Oh,
that.
Oh, chilling with his goon boys.
We're, you know, doing it live. All right, is it? I'm not sure how the hell we're doing this tonight, because the one way of just cycling it around feels the most fair. But it's my show.
It's you, buddy.
Oh, it's me.
You get every other.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it's the law.
Okay, we'll do it that way. But if I get bored or tired of it or whatever, we'll just, you know.
Or a secret vote, maybe.
In the dead of the night.
Uh-oh.
LeBron bottle.
LeBromba.
Thank you for calling Marlins. This is Aaliyah. How can I help you?
Hi, Aaliyah. I got to bring my bottle in there. It's like a LeBron bottle. So how do I do that? Do I just bring it in?
I'm confused.
It's a bottle with LeBron James on it. You know, like the baseball
oh,
player?
Oh, you left it here?
Well, yeah. So do I come back and get it?
Yeah.
All right. So how do I do that then?
Just come up here and say you left your bottle.
All right. Do you guys have it there?
I don't know. Hold on. I'll go look.
Yeah. It's got the baseball player on it. You know, the guy, you know, LeBron
yeah.
or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on.
From Tire Town. There's a Bagelville.
Tire Town?
Bagelville.
Crabmaster. If you want to be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. A genie in a bottle, you gotta look at my hot pants in the right way. It's 2006, look at all of this. Live. It's LeBromba playing keyboard. The bagel place.
I don't think that's how that one goes. I also don't know what that is. Hi.
Are you still there?
Hey, man, you get the bottle?
We do not see a bottle anywhere.
It's got like LeBron James on it.
Yep, we looked around, but we don't see it anywhere. I'll keep my eyes peeled, but yeah, we didn't find anything.
All right, man. Hey, if you guys want any extra bottles, I got some. I can just give them to you. I write Aaliyah on one of them, and what's your name?
My name's Josiah.
Josiah? Okay, Aaliyah and Josiah, you guys are going to get bottles. I'll just
thank you.
I'll get a crate, and I'll just leave them out for you.
Thank you.
You guys get a stencil there? So I can, like, spray paint it?
Sorry, what was that?
You guys got a stencil, like, letter stencil, so I can just spray paint the names on?
That's a good question. I don't think we do.
It's, all right, I'll just, you know, like, wild style with a can of spray paint. That's gonna look sick.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we have any of that, no.
And then I'm gonna get James, and he's gonna do a fingerboard trick on that.
Say what?
I'm going to get James, and he's going to do a fingerboard trick on that crate. He's going to make that fingerboard, you know, do a kickflip.
Fingerboard trick?
Yeah.
What's a fingerboard trick?
Yo, James! Jay!
What up?
Yo, tell these two boys what you do.
You know what a fingerboard is?
Oh, wait, is that like those little mini skateboards, isn't it?
Yeah, bro, for your fingers.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know what that is. I like playing out for a sec. Okay,
I could do like a kickflip. Last night I got six of them in a row last night.
Damn. You are impressive. I'll give you that.
Sometimes I can do a 360 flip. Every once in a while, I can actually kickflip to 50-50 grind. I'm really, really trying.
Dude, it was sick.
I could do the front side board slide. I could do a front side board slide. I could do a nose slide, nose blunt slide, tail slide, crooked grind, Smith grind, feeble grind.
Damn. I don't know what half those are, but they sound impressive.
They're tricks.
Right on.
Smoking a fatty to my face.
Can you do the Jesus on the fingerboard?
Nice. Say what?
Jesus is the one.
But yeah, we didn't have the LeBron bottle for you, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh man, it's cool, man. I'll bring Jame with me, and we'll get it sorted right. He's cool. Like he'll show you all about it. He's got like an impressive fingerboard. If you see this thing, you're gonna be impressed.
I believe you, man.
He's telling me it has like the urethane wheels, and he's got the new trucks on it and everything, and like the grip tape's just right. And he did like 6-7 kickflips in a row. I saw it.
No, he was telling me about it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And
I've never done it, so I couldn't say, or I've never seen fingerboard tricks before, but.
Hey, if you guys got a conveyor belt down there, you know.
Conveyor belt?
Yeah, you know, like in the grocery store, you get the, you know, all the stuff.
All right, so I got to get going here and check on my customers, so you take it easy, all right?
Yeah, peace.
Yeah, peace.
Ciao.
Whoop, whoop.
Gang. All right, we're back on the other microphone. I'm far away, though. Let me move it. Hello.
Four fingers.
Hi. It's not going to be four fingers yet.
Man, go back to the microphone. You sound suck. You suck.
I keep seeing him light up, but I don't hear him.
Hey, Tiff. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, he's lighting up again, but I can't see it. I can't hear him. Jame. Jame.
Tiff.
Jame.
Tiff.
Hey.
Blow
hey,
yourself.
Cloud Master is speech.
Oh, I'm looking out the window. Cloud Master
hey,
is in the
Master,
audience.
What are you doing outside of the audience?
He's in the audience.
Don't you know where you belong?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Carter. Oh, Carter. I was.
Cloud
Master.
Did
I tag you? I was going to.
You know, you're always welcome, Clout Master.
Clout Master is my dad.
I appreciate what you do.
He's my dad.
Welcome to the show.
Clout Master, you're always welcome to make a prank call from the audience.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. I'm Whoopi, your host, my co-host, trusty co-host, co-most, Mr. Jame Scrugg, the Nilla Gorilla. In the streets and in the sheets. Real piece of shit. If you want to do a call, join the mumble live. You can, you know, join the mumble. Mumble.rogueserver.com. Download a mumble client. Point it to it. Dude, the wizard passes test all the challenges and everything. It's very simple. You can be live.
You could make your own prank call. You could leave the audience.
You could participate. Who's going?
Get the fuck out of the audience and make a fucking phone call.
Tiff's going.
Tiff is going. It's Tiff's turn. This is a Tiff original
Baby,
call.
There's a price to pay. I'm a genie and a ball.
I'm not sure how long we're going to go tonight.
-5 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
We're doing calls in the past. I love you, Carter. Hi, Carter. Mwah. Mwah. He is my Swedish prank call husband.
TNT.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hello? Oh, good.
Hello?
Good, good, good. Did anybody turn in, like a little bottle? Like a little baby bottle?
At a bar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know if you had the right place or not.
Yeah.
A baby bottle at...
Yeah, it's my comfort object. I'm an adult baby. Like, I just kind of bring it. I don't usually, like, use it at the bar. I just, like, I have it in my backpack. But it kind of, I think it fell out of the sidewall of the bag, like the little water bottle packet.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of people there, you know, like I got nervous. I was suckling upon it. I did it like, I was discreet, but, I don't have it and it's my comfort object.
Oh God, I'm sorry. No, I don't see one anywhere here. Because they usually leave things that are found by the till.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
If you do find my baby bottle, maybe don't keep it by the till. Like, maybe keep it, like, down low. And, like, don't use it, please.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, God, no.
And if you do find it, maybe, like, you can sterilize it or, like, hot water. I don't know. I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Unless there's still, like, a lot of vodka in it, like, I don't want you to waste it. You, like, just kind of slip the nipple off and give it a sniff. I don't remember if I drink it.
Really?
Maybe. Have you ever heard of, like, oh, God, what are they called? The milk? It's a white Russian.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, that's my baby choice drink. And again, I'm a legal adult, and I know you're not supposed to bring, you know, your own booze in, but I tip heavily. I tip so big, 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 big. And I don't, you know, I buy drinks, but, like, it's my little comfort, you know.
Yeah,
you know, my little sucker.
I don't see one.
Is there any way, like, do you know any, like, lullabies? Because if I can't get it tonight, like, maybe, like, a story you could tell me. Because I am snuggling into bed. And, like, I don't know. Is that weird? Like, just, like, a tiny story or, like, a little song or a hum? Could you hum to me?
She doesn't want to hum. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. I'm Whoopi, your host. Tonight, in the studio, live, we have... Mr. James Scrugg, the Nilla Gorilla himself, the fingerboard champion, bad boy extraordinaire, marijuana toker, mad weed
smoker,
the real
piece of shit himself, James Scrugg.
James Scrugg, we have
an absolute madman, the realest one you've ever known.
Yo, he's packing a marijuana cigarette.
It's no
Buffco Peak.
Something else.
Yo, he's all. Oh,
no,
oh.
I'm just packing.
It ain't a phone in that pocket.
Nope.
Whoa. It's a skateboard.
That's right. It's a little miniature skateboard that I can do kickflips with.
Yeah.
Listen, me doing a kickflip on my desk.
Yo.
It sounds awesome on the air.
Live on the
great.
Air. How many kickflips have you done so far?
Okay, let's see. I'm going to try.
Whoa.
Let's go. That's one.
Whoa.
Yeah, I got one.
Whoa.
Yeah, let me see. Hold on.
Whoa.
One. Okay, that was
Whoa.
One and a half. All right, no mulligans. All right, one. Okay, one. Looks like I think one is probably going to be the best. That's a one. And then one. Yep. And I fell again. One.
Try for two.
Two. Three. Four.
Okay. Whoa.
I got four that time. One. I'm not. Yeah, I'm rusty. I haven't been fingerboarding in a couple hours.
How is it making that sound?
Because it's on the desk with my microphone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How does that sound?
All right. You need to announce so everybody on the air knows.
What am I announcing?
numbers. Pregnant.
The recent drama.
All right, here we go, everybody. Okay.
Good morning, Carter.
Wait, zero. All right. Zero.
One.
Zero. One. Two. Zero. One. Two. Zero. One. Zero. Zero. Okay, one. 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 Zero. One. We're doing live on the air binary code.
Live on the air.
Hey, Scruggs.
What's up?
Is sperm a liquid? We're asking for the TSA.
Yeah, sperm's a liquid.
There nice. You go, buddy. That's your answer, pal.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Chat. Welcome to the show. We got sidetracked. James has done it. He did four in a row. That's the new record. On the air. Not... Off the air.
On the air, it's the...
The record is much more impressive.
Yeah, I'm being put on the spot, and I can't handle it.
Wait, who's going? Who's going?
You.
I'll go.
You.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is it my turn?
I'm not sure what happened. I got distracted by the...
I think it's my turn.
Oh, it's your turn already?
Jail.
Yeah, I think, I have only gone the one time, and that was a little while ago. So
Station
like,
2.
Already.
Oh.
Excuse me. Live You're on welcome. The air.
Live. Welcome to the show. It's a fingerboard show with some phone calls in betwixt. All right. Sykeston, DM Bar and Grill.
Hey, I just got a real quick question. You guys aren't gonna like kick me out or make fun of me if I'm like fingerboarding down there, are you? Hey, so I just had a quick question of, if I come down there and I'm, like, fingerboarding, like, doing kickflips and 180s and, like, board slides and stuff, like, I've got a couple little, like, pocket obstacles I usually bring with me, and, like, I'll find a spot, and I'll try not to bother anybody, but I'm just trying to make sure that, like, I'm not gonna get, like, made fun of or even kicked out for fingerboarding if I'm, like, a paying customer.
Well, we close at 10. So,
oh,
I don't know how far you are away from here, but...
Oh, well, I am right down the street, but, I mean, that's only a few minutes.
What do you mean you're right
like...
down the street? Do you know where you called?
No.
You don't know where you
like,
called?
I never said how far down the street, did I?
Well, how far down the street are you?
Maybe a few miles.
Who is this?
It's your boy, Jame.
It's who?
Jame. It's Jame.
Jame?
One
Have
singular Jame.
Have you been here
Jame.
Before?
Yeah.
Have you been here before?
Well, not, no.
Yes,
the last
have?
Place I went to, no. No. The last place that I went to, I was fingerboarding, and they kicked me out. It was like, I was causing a scene, but I wasn't causing
okay,
a scene.
Okay, so
people
we're bar
fucking
and grill,
with me because I
and
was
we serve food and soup. We serve drinks. So are you coming here to eat and drink, or are you coming here just to play with your little fingerboard?
Well, like, I was going to drink and play with my little fingerboard, but I can see that now I'm being made fun of yet again for my hobbies. It's, you know, it's disheartening.
Well,
like, where am I supposed to go in my life? Like, I'm not even talking about just to eat or drink. I'm talking about where, what is for me? Where is it?
Like, where do you live? Like, what town?
That's a pretty personal question. Somebody's, like, talking to me.
Well, because
like
it's
this.
Just weird because we live in North Dakota and nobody, like, skates around here unless you're from a bigger town, like, you know, like Grand Forks, Fargo, where they have that kind of stuff. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, if this is a prank call or if this is actually
real. Well,
no,
that's why I got into fingerboarding, you know, because, like, there's no real skate scene, so I never was able to learn. But, like, I was able to get a fingerboard and teach myself how to do that. There's spots with that. Like, yeah, I know there's no spots out here. There's nowhere to skate. Like, it sucks.
Yeah.
That's why I fingerboard.
Okay.
It's deeply
personal.
But, yeah,
so we close at 10, and like I said, unless you're here in the next hour,
yeah.
I mean, you're kind of SOL. I don't really care if you fingerboard if I'm not busy here or not, but, yeah.
All right.
That's up to you, dude.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm probably not going to come down just because it's getting late and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get into something.
Well, right.
And then
so I'm like, if you're a long ways
and,
away, you're not going to make it in time is what I'm telling you.
No,
because we haven't really been busy tonight, so.
I'm not that far.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah, but no. Right. Any other time if you want to get here earlier and it's not busy, you don't take up much room, I don't care. Go for it.
Right. No, I mean, like, it's usually like a table, maybe like a booth or whatever. But, you know.
But yeah, as
just,
long as you're not taking up room, whatever, for paying customers, I don't care. It's pretty small in here. I don't know if you've ever been here before, but yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, cool.
So it's not very
good
big, but yeah.
Well, like I said, the last place I was at, they got rid of me because I was playing with my fingerboard.
No, I mean, as long as I'm not busy and you're not taking a space that I need for paying customers, I don't really care. Well,
all right.
But like I said, it's not very big, so I'm like.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Gatekeeping bitch.
That
go. Oh. It felt a little bit real in there.
What if it was?
Oh my goodness. That was pretty good. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. I'm Whoopi, your host. Whoopi's Workshop tonight. A little bit of a class going on tonight. Or maybe I'm just trying to figure out how everything's going. I'm not sure I'd call it call coaching.
We're going to do live prank call coaching here in the Mumble for the next hour.
If anybody
wants to come on and do a call and be coached in how to be funny from the funniest people I know, Whoopi, Tiff, Rosen, by all means.
I don't want to be in the audience anymore. If only there were people who could just teach us.
Wait.
We teach you how to do the proper call.
We're also going to teach you how to set up a proper microphone. For those of you using a phone, you should probably get some type of Bluetooth microphone that's not dog shit. Though, the barrier for that's going to be pretty high because they're all dog shit.
Oh, hey, good morning, guys. This is Carthra. I just had the wake up.
Welcome.
It's,
Oh, welcome,
3:27:09 in the morning.
Carthor, did you get a new microphone? You sound different.
You guys, my Swedish... I'm done. I'm so beautiful. Good morning.
Oh, my God, no. Fuck that. That's going to charge me 40 cents a minute. No.
Holy
go fuck
shit.
Yourself. That's
what
outrageous.
Are you calling? What are you trying to call? What are you trying to call?
South Dakota.
What the fuck is South Dakota gonna do?
I don't know, man. It's fucked up. Man, the fucking telephone system's fucked. Holy smokes. Holy
fuck. What if you called North Dakota? Is that gonna be the same price?
North Dakota. What the fuck's going on in South Dakota? South Dakota, fix your shit.
Alabama.
Fix your shit, South Dakota.
Wait.
Welcome. Welcome to the
morning.
Show. Oh my goodness. Carthor.
Oh, morning.
Hi, Carthor.
Yeah. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome. You're live. Wait, have I called this place? Wait, am I calling?
Hut 1, Hut 2, Hut 3, Hut. It's the Whoopi Show, live and uncut. Yeah.
go.
Oh.
Don't go. Don't leave her.
Wait, what the? I guess I'm still on bottles, huh?
Bottle.
Hello, 3rd Street Station.
Yo, can I bring my bottle down there?
Hello, 3rd Street.
Hi. It's
you
me.
What?
It's me, Jacoby. Just to bring the bottle inside.
Bottle?
Yeah. Is it like a glass bottle? I got one.
With liquor in it?
It's got, like,
No.
Here,
sorry.
Here, I think if you hear it, you'll understand where I'm coming from. Are you ready?
You're fine, thanks.
I just bring it in, man.
No, okay.
Oh my goodness. I thought that was music. I want that to be music. That was like ethereal chimes in the back. This is the part where the show gets very serious. If you're listening, live on rogueserver.com. I'm Whoopi. And in the studio, we got a great group of guys tonight. And, you know, just keep it real and remember, you know, it's good or something. I don't know.
Nice.
GGOG.
GGOG.
But there's one truth. There's one truth tonight. You are listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. And I am your host, Whoopi.
JuniorRat.com.
JuniorRat.com. All right. What? Do we want to switch it up tonight? Or do we want it for it to be exclusively bars and grills?
You should do like a one that has like karaoke and just play the.
Oh no.
Ooh, that'd be terrible. Never mind.
Rosin has one thing on his mind: the joy
karaoke.
Of singing, the joy of song. He sings like an angel.
No, I'm terrible.
Oh my god, I would do Genie in a Bottle with you, just saying.
I appreciate you took the risk. You went out and did it, and it's, you know, people can, you know, like, make fun of that and everything, but you actually went out and did it. I wouldn't do that. I'm too chicken shit. Alright, Rosin, do you wanna make a call?
Yeah, let's do it.
Alright.
Hi, Back 40. I was wondering if you guys seen my...
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Hello. Can you hear me, sir?
Hello, Back 40. Yep.
Hi. Yeah.
Yep.
Have you guys seen my bottle? Have you seen my bottle down there? Have you seen my bottle?
Your what?
My limited edition Henny LeBron James bottle. Fuck you then.
What a rude guy.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Or call Five Guys. I can make that happen.
Alright. I'm gonna... Yeah, I'll try to find a Five Guys for you. I need physical things I can touch on here, because I'm having to move my mouse all the way over here. Or a touch screen. I need the touch screen. That'd be fucking sweet if I had a touch screen. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. I'm Whoopi, your host. Do you want a Canadian Five Guys?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Canadian Five Guys. And call them all.
Do they serve Canadian bacon instead of American bacon?
These are questions you can find the answers for tonight.
Thank you for calling Five Guys. To place a new takeout order, please press 1. If you are here to pick up your order, need to modify an order, or speak with a manager, please press 2.
manager.
Hi. Hello, Five Guys.
Yes, Five Guys here.
I don't have time. Hi, Five Guys. I'm coming on down to you guys' establishment soon. I was wondering if you guys have the Canadian bacon. If you guys use Canadian bacon or American bacon.
So,
no, do you guys carry American bacon or Canadian bacon? How do you not sure
well,
about that?
A beef is 100% Canadian sourced. The bacon.
Oh God.
Is I'll check on that for you for sure. I'll check on that.
Cause like I was gonna like start like my own thing kind of outside, and just say yeah, this is all mm-hmm. American made. Yeah, I was just gonna start burgers, serving burgers outside, saying they're American made.
Right.
I could say Mexican right. made, but I'm not going to do that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, so it is Canadian. Yep. Everything's Canadian sourced.
Canadian bacon.
Yeah, as far as we're aware. Absolutely.
I was wondering if you guys serve a can of whoop-ass.
No.
See, I don't know why they don't serve can of whoop ass.
That's messed up. Live
on Rope.
Be right back. Live. Eventually.
Winnipeg, Manitoba. Wait, who's going now? Is it me? Jane?
Don't say the S word around the Canadians. Skinwalker.
Uh-oh. All right, I'm gonna do it live.
Thank you for calling Five Guys. To place a new...
Hello, Five Guys Resident. How can I help you, please?
Yo, man, I'm driving around your building. I'm honking my horn, but I can't, like, find, like, the entrance at all.
Sorry?
I'm driving around your building a lot. I don't know where, like, the front door is or the entrance or if you have a portal or anything. I'm honking my horn a lot.
No, actually.
You don't have an entrance to the building?
Oh, no.
So, how do I get in?
Where are you right now?
I'm in my car. I'm outside the building here on Regent Avenue.
Just a moment. You can find a Five Guys signboard just under the Dairy Q. Did you see the Dairy Q sign?
Yeah, where's your door at, though?
At the front, we have two. One main door and one side door.
I ain't seeing nothing out there, man.
Did you see the Dairy Queen signboard there and My Indigo?
Yeah, I see
it. So we are just right side of the My Indigo.
Alright, I'm going to honk my horn and if you can approach me, hold on, I'm going to... Did you hear my car horn?
Yeah.
Alright,
Help me! Help!
Just a moment.
Oh, I'm calling out for help.
Help me! Help me!
Hello. Do you see me now?
Oh, not yet.
I'm the one calling out for help.
Help me!
I'm not listening. Oh, I'm safe. I'm safe and sound. I just need help, like, getting there.
Hey, man, stay off my car!
No!
Hey.
Stay off my car!
Hey, Jeff, I feel like we can be straight with each other here. Oh, he's gone. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. I'm Whoopi, your host. That's my car horn. Sounds like a car. Oh, I'm too amused by this stuff. Oh, Cloudmaster.
Sorry, I just saw the tour dates for the new Weird Al tour for next year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm losing my fucking shit. Cause like I'd really like to go see Weird Al.
It's a good show.
Yeah, I've seen him before. It's really good.
If you want to see a show, you'd see the Weird Al next
year. That's the show I would like to see. Here.
It's the only show I've been to. Live. RogueServer.com/Whoppy. I'm your host. It's Whoppy's Workshop, November 17th, 2025. Currently 10:14 and 38 seconds post-meridian Eastern. Standard time. Is Jane making this call?
Oh, dude, I don't know if I can. I'm a little distracted right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, five guys. Oh my goodness. Well, it's getting dialed.
Thank you for calling Five Guys. New takeout order, please press 1.
Hi, Five Guys Portage.
Hey, I guess I'm doing it. Can I bring that in?
Sorry?
I want to bring him in. Do you hear him?
Yeah, but you cannot bring me.
Why?
That's not allowed.
I have papers for him. He's safe.
Sorry?
I've got papers and stuff for him. He's safe. I'll let you pet him. Oh. Welcome to the show. Oh, good night, Rosin. Leaving the studio tonight is Rosin. I'm waving him out. Good night, Rosin. Have good dreams and have a safe
Get
journey.
The fuck out of here.
Hey. All right, bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Cloudmaster, do a fucking
you.
Call.
Thank
you. Do a call, Cloudmaster.
Yeah. Don't be such a pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Live on RogueServer.com. I'm Whoppy. Host with the most. No, I'm your host regular style. I can't verify if I have the most or not. I don't. There's other people with more stuff. This is, you know, I didn't make the rules of the game we're playing.
I think you're doing a good job, Whoopi.
Oh, thank you, man. Hey, do you want to do a call?
No.
Okay.
Hildy Shane Bar. Hildy Bar.
Hi. Can I bring him in?
Pardon me?
He's in a bottle. I bring the bottle
what?
In. Can I bring the bottle in with him in it?
A bottle?
Yeah.
A bottle of what?
It's like a glass bottle.
Like to the vendor?
To the establishment there, yeah.
Sure. Like you can't bring any alcoholic drinks in here from outside.
And do you hear him? Do you hear that?
Yeah, but I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Oh, do you know what that sound is?
No.
I'm, like, hearing it outside there.
I don't know what that is, sir.
Do you guys have any, like, do you think it's, has anyone been hurt down there?
No. Oh, I think I see. Are you at the stop sign?
Yeah.
Is it a dog?
I don't know.
Hey, are you?
You don't know if it's a.
Yeah, I think it is. So it's a dog?
Where? Oh. Hold on. I think I see you standing there. Hold on. Let me come out. I don't think anyone's been hurt, but I don't know what's going on out there.
Yeah, just make sure you you know, make sure you're safe and everything.
Yeah.
I see you approaching. Oh, welcome to the show. I've got a candle burning tonight. Oh my goodness. Is it just me? Or...
Sorry, I'm just... Okay. I'm less distracted now.
Alright.
I apologize for being distracted.
It's okay. I just... You know.
I know. It's... You know.
Kind of scary out here. Well, it's...
Live.
Live. I just don't know what's happening. Thirsty Beaver? Alright, you're talking to Thirsty Beaver.
Where?
Granville, North Dakota.
Okay.
Did it skip a ring?
Thirsty Beaver.
What's going on? I was just wondering, if I came down there, would I be ostracized for using my fingerboard?
For using what?
My fingerboard. I've got like a little fingerboard. I like to do like kick flips and 360 flips. Like backside, frontside 180s. Frontside shove it.
No.
Okay, sick. That sounds like a pretty welcoming place. Last place I was at, they were like really rude, and I think they were trying to kick me out.
Oh, yeah. No, as long as you're 21, you can be up at the bar. And,
yep, I can
and
do.
And if you're under 21,
I'll do like a
you
kick
can sit
flip
at one
over
of the tables
my beer
until 10 o'clock. Oh, yeah. Right. No, that's not a problem here. Just don't knock it over.
I try not to. That'd be alcohol abuse.
Right. Right.
Right.
But yeah,
but no,
no,
I'm just gonna.
Welcome.
Cool. Actually, I know a really sweet trick I can do with a bottle of beer. I can do an ollie up onto the top of the bottle, and then I do a little spin around on the top of the bottle. You put the board right in the middle on the cap kind of thing and just spin it. Call it the helicopter.
Interesting. Well, you'll have to show me.
Oh, yeah. You'll see it. You'll know. You'll know me. I'll be the one with the fingerboard.
All right.
Ow. Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, I'll be seeing you.
All right.
Me and my fingerboard. I'm going to skate down there.
Okay.
Ow.
Okay.
All right. Gang, gang.
All right.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
All right.
Stay fly.
All right, bye.
Peace.
Nice. Welcome to the show. You're listening live. Oh my god.
Ow.
Oh, my throat's so sore because I've been yelling. I haven't, you know.
You should stop yelling and instead just speak into your microphone.
Like this?
Is that how I sound when I talk like that?
No. I'm just...
Does it sound good? Is
oh, that
it
sounds good there. That sounds good there.
Can you hear me out there in Radio Land?
Radio Land. I think I sound good here.
Radio Land. Oh. Can't wait to have a microphone arm.
Arm.
That's going to be the real deal. Mass appeal.
Oh. I appreciate how you rhyme on a dime like that. Oh no.
You should play the music from the Sega Genesis Ghostbusters game.
I don't have it, unfortunately. Big Dog Saloon.
Ow.
Big Dog Saloon, North Dakota, how may I help you?
Hey, can I bring him in? He's service.
Hello?
Hi, can I bring him in? He's like a service one. He like helps me if I'm like sick.
I'm so sorry, what?
Can I bring him in? He's a service guy. It's like, he's cool. He's got like the vest and everything. He has medicine.
Sure.
He's pretty big.
Sure.
All right, sweet. You guys want to pet him or anything?
That should be okay.
All right. He's like a big.
Well, I mean, maybe.
He's Clifford.
Know.
You know? A big guy.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah, I got him barking here.
You can bring them in. That does not sound like a real dog. You can bring them in if they are actually service dogs, but if they are not, you cannot.
Okay. Yeah, I got all the papers and stuff, and he has been vaccinated for rabies. So he's good to go on that, too.
Okay, sounds good.
Good dog.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Does not sound like a real dog.
What are you doing?
Welcome to the show. I'm Whoppy, your host. Tonight, live with us, Mr. Jame. We got Cloutmaster in the studio and Carthor. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. It is November 17th, 2025, 10:25:55, post meridian Eastern. All right, Jame, your turn.
Are we still calling bars?
Yeah. Do you want to switch?
Yeah.
All right.
Medway.
Hello.
Medway.
How's it going? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. It's your boy, Jame. I was just wondering, if I came down there, would it be cool if I played with my fingerboard for a little bit?
Yeah, you're good, bud.
Sick. I was just going to do a couple 360 flips, maybe a couple back heels.
Yeah, you're all good.
Straight up. Can you flip a fingerboard? Do you know how?
No, I'm good at it.
Oh, all right. Cool. You're good at it.
All right.
So you can do like a 360 flip and a laser flip and shit? Straight up. It's James Scrugg.
That guy sounds like a jerk.
What an asshole.
Call him motherfucker. Goddamn motherfucker. Alright, Jame.
I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch.
And let me tell you about a baby! Alright, what are we switching
no,
to?
No, that counted. I'm done.
Oh, you're done? Yeah.
Not for the night, but I'm never done.
Well, you gotta get some clean audio of him being like, it's James Scruggs.
It will exist.
I'm going to make sure that there's no clean audio permanently. Everything I say will now just... I'm just going to tap on my desk and I'm like typing everything. So you never have clean audio of me saying anything ever again. Bitch.
What? I have a question. What are we switching to?
Male to female.
Male to female?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a new name?
James Scrugg.
Oh! Live! Hey, man, whatever,
they,
you know.
They, them.
Hey, you know, whatever, you know. It's cool. What are we switching to calling, though?
I don't know.
Very interesting what's happening here.
Take a nap.
Okay, usually we call everyone calls the set thing of things, but I want to find something different to call. Income tax service? Repair? Locksmiths in the U.S. I think the fun of the Swedish locksmith is the language barrier. Even though most Swedish people speak English. I think all, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome. I'm sure to find stuff to call. Oh no. They have a funny name, this bar.
IDK.
I found a baby bottle.
Okay.
Does it belong to one of you guys?
No.
Who does it belong to then?
I wouldn't know.
I thought you had to be 21 to even pass the doors of the establishment.
Nope.
So people are bringing babies in there?
Yeah.
It seems a little bit irresponsible. Or maybe it is responsible. So, what? Can I bring the bottle in?
If you want to.
All right, and you're not gonna like get mad at me or call the cops or say it's illegal.
Why would you bring a baby bottle in if you don't have a baby?
Because I found it, you know.
And then he took it home with you?
Yeah. Because it's just sitting there. I have deep pants. It just slipped right in the pocket. I forgot about it. Kind of rubbing on it. It's like glass.
You do what you want with that. No one's missing it.
All right, man. So, and I'll bring a couple extra bottles up there, too. What's your name? I'll write your name on it.
No.
I'll just write to the I Don't Know bar. All right, I'll just write that, and I'll leave it right, like, in the parking area?
Please don't. That's littering.
Oh, no, it's going to be in a box.
Well, we don't need a box of baby bottles.
It's like a present. A surprise present?
Yeah, no.
You remember Santa Claus? It's going to be kind of like... You remember, like, Santa Claus from when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like that. This is going to be like a Santa Claus style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we're good on boxes. Oh,
and
presents.
And bottles?
Yeah.
What if I gave you $500,000 in cash?
If you leave it in a random box, you're probably not going to open it. That's very suspicious.
$1 million.
But still very suspicious.
It's normal.
Leaving $1 million in a box and setting it out in front of a bar?
I'm an investment banker. Yes.
So you take everyone else's money and just leave it random places?
I work for a venture capital firm. That's what we do.
Just donations?
It's we take over and then we make the store rent the land they're on. And then we make them buy expensive shrimp, and then they go out of business.
Yeah, that sounds very uninteresting.
I have millions and millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
$1 million is nothing to me.
Maybe you should donate it to a foster home.
Do you hear that? Do you know the faces
okay,
on these bills?
Okay, if you don't
bills?
Need anything else, I'm going to get back to the
I have
bar.
Woodrow Wilsons. I have a stack of Woodrow Wilsons.
Okay.
All right, I'll bring you some Woodrow Wilsons.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, the nice lady. Welcome to the show. If you want to make a call, you can join the Mumble. Download a Mumble client, mumble.info, and then join mumble.rogueserver.com. James.
Hello, yes, hello, hello, James. Yes. It's your boy, James Scrooge.
Live in the studio.
Who am I calling?
Do you name a thing?
Wawa.
Wawa?
Yep.
Okay. Oh my goodness, do they have any out here? Coco Wawa? Okay, this sounds like someone's... What the fuck is Coco Wawa? I don't know what this is, but I'm gonna dial it. It says Wawa. Oh, they didn't pick up. Okay. That's fucking weird. Oh, I'm coughing live in the studio. My throat's a little hoarse. Not like a pony either. Okay. Wow, 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 wow. Welcome, 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 welcome. If you're listening, you're listening live.
Jessa, this is Cadence speaking.
Hey, hello?
Hello?
Hi. So I was just wondering, if I came down there, would I be able to use my fingerboard?
Sorry?
Would I be able to use my fingerboard if I came down there? Would I be able to, like, do some sick tricks with my fingerboard?
Yeah.
All right, cool. That sounds pretty good then.
All right.
Do you have any obstacles, or should I bring my own?
Your own, but preferably keep it outside. Thank you.
Well, there's small obstacles. It's a fingerboard, you know. It's stuff that could fit on like a countertop.
Right. Which you should probably keep it outside on one of the countertops outside.
Okay. Well, all right. Good compromise, I guess. Y'all got any conveyor belt in there?
No, unfortunately we don't.
You got any regular belts?
Nah.
Oh, okay. You got spaghetti?
No, unfortunately we don't.
I can bring some. I'll bring some spaghetti and my fingerboards.
We're good on the spaghetti. But you're more than welcome to sit outside and play with your fingerboard.
It's tasty spaghetti.
We're all good. You have a
it's
good night.
It's tasty. I got the vodka sauce.
She's gone.
Left.
Is that what he said? Tasty spaghetti?
I don't know. I wasn't trying to do the fucking YouTube thing. I was just saying spaghetti. Okay.
Spaghetti.
Thank you for calling. Well, this is Jenny. Just speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, he has a fingerboard.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
The guy at the Wawa, he has a fingerboard. He's using it. That's not fair. Why won't he let me use it? Hello?
Thank you for calling, Wawa. This is Jessica.
Jessica, you have a fingerboard. You know, it's not even letting me use it or see it. He's like keeping it away from me. It's got a cool graphic and everything on it.
Where at?
I don't know, at your store. I was like, hey, can I use it? And he said at me, no. He told me no. He said I can't use it, and I had to go get my own. That's not fair. I let him play with my stuff.
Okay, what are you talking about, though?
It's like a tech deck. A fingerboard. He has a tech deck. He won't let me play with it.
Okay, have a good night.
No, I can't. Welcome to the show. Ah, Wawa still?
I have to get a soda.
Soda? Oh my god. I think he's getting a soda live in the studio. Why won't it show me the fucking thing, goddammit? Son of a bitching motherfucking thing. Hog and Bones. Oh, they're closed. Welcome, welcome. I'm not sure how much longer we're going to go on for here. One, bye. All right, they're not picking up. Wait, haven't I called down here before? I feel like I have. Or is this a chain? I think this is a chain. Oh my god, where's the music?
Thank you for calling Zaxby's in Jessup. Please listen to the following menu options. Press 1 for store location information. Press 2 for store hours. Press 3 for Zaxby's rewards and mobile app questions. Press 4 if you would like to speak with a customer service representative.
Customer service representative?
Hello.
Zaxby's of Jessup, how may I help you?
Hey, can I bring my bottle in there? Hi.
Can you repeat that?
Bottle. Can I bring him in?
Our lobby is closed.
I have to bring the bottle inside, though. They told me to call this number. Just to tell you that I'm bringing it in. So, where do I put it, then? Do you have a key?
What bottle is it?
It's like
nobody's told me anything.
It's a glass bottle. It told me I have to like call you beforehand before I bring it inside.
I can't let nobody in the lobby because the lobby's closed.
I could just set it outside your door there.
Okay.
And do you have a name?
Christina.
All right, I'll write Christina on the bottle, and that way you know it's yours.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Christina. I'll be down there in a couple days. I gotta drop some more bottles off. Like I'm driving, you know, like you guys are like a couple states over from me. It's gonna be quite the haul. Do you have like a card I can put my gas on or anything? It's like a truck. It's like a truck and it uses a lot of gas. Huh. All right. Oh, thank you. Does just suck not getting paid for it. Why is it showing all these places that are not open? It's not open, it's closed. Show me the fucking ones that are open, you fucker. Doghouse? Oh. It's not open. Welcome to the show. It's showing me places that are not open. But, you know, you just gotta deal with that, you know? Alright, Jame, do you want a Sonic? Do they even pick up?
Wait, hello?
Yo.
I switched my microphone again.
Oh.
I have to go get a drink.
Didn't you get a drink?
No, I was sitting there debating whether or not I should get up and leave the show.
Oh, how far away is the drink?
It's in the kitchen.
How far away is that?
It's up half a mile.
Oh my god.
About a quarter of a mile.
Jesus.
What do you want from me? I'm not a very serious individual. I'm very gay. And I'm a real piece of shit, too. Don't fucking forget it. Oh, it's your boy, James Scrugg, the real piece of shit, the Nilla Gorilla.
Live?
You're gonna cry about it. Take a ham sandwich to the moon. Like you do. I eat fucking everything.
Shift manager, Sonic and Jessup, how can I help you?
Hey, chef manager Sonic Jessup, how you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. You guys got them slushies down there, right?
Yeah, we got slushies.
What's the craziest slushie you've ever made?
The craziest slushie I've ever made?
Yeah, like, has anyone ever asked for something that made you, like, double take?
They add a lot of stuff in
it,
but
she got maple syrup.
No, I said they can add a lot of stuff in it, and whatever they want, they can add whatever they want to the slushies, and we just make it. There ain't nothing
can
crazy,
I put,
really.
Can I put some maple syrup?
Oh, we don't have syrup.
All right.
We have packets of syrup, but we can't open them and put them in your stuff for you.
You got like baked beans down there?
Baked beans? No.
Yeah, can I get, like, a plate of spaghetti?
We don't have any spaghetti.
Man. You guys do, like, a fish and chip on Friday?
What? I'm sorry, say that one.
Can I get... You guys do, like, fish and chips on Friday?
No, we don't do fish. We do chicken, hamburgers, hot dogs, corn dogs. All right. Sides like mozzarella onion rings.
What? Whoa, mozzarella onion rings? That sounds fire.
Mozzarella and onion rings.
Oh, damn. All right. I thought we were talking about like a hybrid mozzarella stick onion ring for a second.
That would be,
that would be gas. That you should tell the higher ups. You should be like, yo, Sonic, come up with this. Well, because then you could do like a promotional thing with Sonic, because then you'd have the rings, you know? And they'd be special rings like Sonic.
That's
some real shit. Do you guys have, like, pillows down there?
Hold on, give me 2 seconds.
All right. That's okay. You turned the volume on your phone up. Shit. I kind of lost my train of thought. I was asking if you had pillows down there. Like, for the customers.
Pillows?
Yeah, like, for comfort. To make sure the guests are comfortable.
Someone in our lobby?
Yeah, like, I mean, you'd get them up at the counter.
And tables.
All right, yeah, so you got pillows. Is there a place where I could fingerboard if I came down there?
You could what?
What?
Oh, he was asking a clarifying question. You can what? Welcome to the show. We're live. All right, I was doing this morning. I think you were there.
If I was there this morning, I was only half paying attention, so
yeah.
I apologize.
Sorry. Okay. No number. Closed. Open. Good.
Thank you for calling the Farmers Union of York. We are currently open from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Spring and harvest hours may vary. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and we'll return your call during regular business hours. Thank you.
Hi, I thought this was a gas. I'm sorry. I just wanted to apologize for calling your number. I guess call me back if you... have gasoline or something. I don't know. All right, bye. All right, they get a message. I haven't received any messages back from my message leaving habit. Okay, that's what's going on there. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. That is RUGUESERVER. Full stop COM.
On the run 54.
Hey man, I'm in a hurry. Can you put like I don't know, like 50 on pump 5? I'll read you out the serial. It's MD66681607B. Just like 50 on pump 5.
I can't do that.
I just read the serial number out to you.
Serial number for what?
The bill. Oh wait, now you're gonna cash it in now. Oh, God.
I'm not going to cash anything in. I don't even know who you are. I'm Jacoby.
I'm driving a car. I gotta get gas in this puppy, or else, you know, I'm going to be stalling out on the freeway there.
You can come in and pay or what? That's all we do
I just read out the cereal to you, though. Oh, my God. Great. Now I'm out $50.
Sounds like a scam. Goodbye.
Oh, sounds like a scam.
Nice scam.
The classic Creed the Villain serum for our skin. Okay, I'm calling next door.
Vision C-Store.
Hey, I just wanted to... I work at the Arco, like, right across the street from you.
Yep.
I just received a scam phone call. They read out the serial number on, like, a $50 bill, and then they said they were out $50. If you receive a phone call like that, I think that's a scam. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
All right, if you want, I can read out the serial number they read to me. It's MD66681607B. So if someone says that number, I think that's a scam.
Okay.
All right. And just I don't know what the next step for this is. I guess, what do you guys do down there?
Oh, with the money, if someone comes in with a fake bill, we call the cops and they have to come take the bill and look at it and confirm that it's fake. And if not, then they deal with it.
Okay.
But yeah, we don't do anything ourselves. We call cops.
So. All right. He called on the phone saying that he read out the serial number of a $50 bill over the phone, and then he was acting like he was out $50 after reading it.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds like something... If he's trying to get money from you guys, then the police have to be involved, yeah.
Okay.
Because, yeah, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with this. He said he was running out of gas or something, and then he read the numbers at me, and then he was like, man, I just read these numbers out, and I'm out $50. I told him it's a scam. I just hung up on him.
Yeah, unless he's doing, maybe he bought a card or something, and then he tried to do a scam from, like, a scammer... Because sometimes they'll take the cards, you know, if you get a prepaid card, and they'll tell you to buy them a prepaid card. So that's really sad for him if he did that.
Yeah,
He said put
50 on pump 5, and then he read out the number, and then that's a scam.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound like he was there. He wasn't there talking to you, right? He was over the phone.
Yeah, he said put 50 on 5. I don't even think we have a pump 5 over here.
Yeah, no, it sounds like there's some kind of tomfoolery. Yeah, I would call the cops if you have to.
Okay.
If it comes down to him, like, being belligerent or anything. Otherwise, just ignore it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, man.
Have a good one.
Yeah, just check in on me. Make sure I'm doing okay. I'll get you, like, a cup of coffee or something. How's that sound?
All right.
Sweet. Thank you, man.
All right.
Peace. All right. I don't know why I find that so funny. I don't think it's actually funny, but just the idea. James! Do you have the soda? Damn, I can't hear you. I heard a rustling.
Hello.
Yo.
I think it's unmuted now. God damn it. It's your boy, James Scrugg. Got myself a soda.
RPOS?
I'm real... What's that?
ARPOS? ARPOS?
Okay.
Is that you?
What?
Are you Arpos?
No.
Oh, I thought you were. You keep saying that.
Oh, I'm a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arpos.
Yeah, see, I'm such a piece of shit, I don't even know.
What do you want? What do you want?
Like a hamburger sandwich.
Hamburger sandwich?
Yep.
Typing that in. Twice Blessed Coffee House. Closed.
What kind of coffee house has hamburger sandwiches?
It showed up whenever I typed it in. Rocky's Burgers, Franks and Fries. Oh, Copper Kettle. Wait, is this... Oh my god. It's showing me local. I'm going to jail. Let's search here. Grazers. What the fuck? Why is it doing that? Oh, Jesus Christ. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Is this... Okay. Midvale.
Thank you for calling Midvale Station. Please hold for the next available agent.
Fuck. Fucking hamburger agent? I have a hamburger agent.
Thank you for holding. Please continue to stay on the line.
What the fuck is this?
Default.
Thank you for holding. Please continue.
No! I will not hold. Burger agent, what the fuck? They got a burger agent. It's not right. Alright, Jane, here's a hamburger sandwich.
Sleepy Jane.
Sleepy. I think we're gonna wrap up soon.
Eepy Jane.
What the f- Man, what the fuck is up with these phones? This is weird. No, that's weird. You cannot do that as a hamburger establishment. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's too late for that. Join
Castle Denny's.
Hey, what's going on, Castle Denny?
Hello.
Hi. I was wondering, you got waffles down there?
We don't right now. We normally do, but we sold out over the weekend.
Damn. All right. Could you make like a waffle out of a pancake?
We can't, honey, because they're like pre-made waffles that we just bake in the oven.
Do you have that beef jerky for adults?
Like bacon?
Yeah, actually.
I got bacon, yes.
Oh, that sounds great. Could I make a waffle out of that?
I mean, I don't have a waffle maker.
No, I just mean like if we got enough bacon, I could like kind of set it up like a patchwork, like a waffle.
Yeah, you can do whatever you
want. It's just for my dog. Like, he's not really going to care. He's not going to know that it's not a waffle.
Yeah, we can do
that.
I'm
just going to say, hey, here, come here, boy. I got a waffle.
Yes.
Yep. He reacts to waffle the way most dogs react to treat.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep. Yep. I don't know how he learned that, but he doesn't react at all to treat. You can tell, you could say he's gonna get a treat and he'll just look at you dead eyed. Like, okay. But if you say we're getting waffle, he starts freaking out.
He's a waffle lover.
Yeah, he really loves waffles. But like I said, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't have to be a waffle. Like, I've given him things in the shape of a waffle before, like we've done the bacon before, we've done Cheerios before in the shape of a waffle, and he just thinks it's a waffle. Like, honestly, we don't even need to shape it sometimes.
So do you want to make it to go order?
No, that's okay. I'm gonna come down there, me and my dog.
Okay, honey, we'll be here.
Gang, all right, we'll see you later.
All right, thank you.
All right, stay fly.
Oh, I like the waffle duck. Oh. Oh, yeah. All right. Cloutmaster reminded me. Character.
Thank you for calling Bullhorn Brewery, Real Rowdy Cast. This is Keisha. How can I help you?
Hey, Keisha, I'm the burger boy.
Okay.
Do I come down there? I like
the
fry it up.
Boy. What?
Yeah, I come down. I can come down there. I can fry it up for you guys, real good. Yeah, I'm the burger boy, man. I get, you know, like the hamburgers.
I have no idea what you're telling me right now.
I was like, you know, you get the pan or the grill, and you just go.
Yeah.
With that beef, you got that beef on there. You got that salt and pepper on that beef. I went viral over these burgers because it's like 100% U.S. beef meat.com. Oh, it's pretty sick though. You hear that?
I heard it. What was it?
It's my burger boy persona. I'm gonna try that again. She liked it. She liked it, but I didn't have the sounds. That's the one that was fucking weird at me. Hamburger stand. Alright, I'm gonna go again. It's a debut of my new character, Burger Boy.
Burger stand, how can I help you?
Hey, I'm the burger boy. I come down there, I'd like do it burger style. You hear him? I got him sizzling here.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I'm the burger boy. I got the hamburgers. I'm doing them sizzling style. Sizzling hot burgers from me. I'm burger boy. You hear that?
So how can I help you?
I just make the burgers for y'all. Like, maybe, like, at the stand. I'd do it for free. I went viral over these burgers. They're like salt and pepper style. You fry them up. All right, I'm going to flip these bad boys. Yeah. You want a burger? Oh, unfazed. Unfazed by my new character. Tiff. Tiff, welcome.
Momento.
Alright. wants to call a hamburger. James, do you want to call a hamburger?
No, I'm busy. I'm sorry, I'm busy.
Oh my goodness.
I'm looking at microphone arms so that I can use my microphone. My bad.
Sorry. I'm going to challenge him to a cook-off.
Thank you for calling Jay's Pub. This is Amanda. How may I help you?
Hi, Amanda. I'm the burger boy, and I hereby challenge you to a cook-off.
Okay.
All right. I got the beef patties all ready to go here. Oh, no, I'm gonna set them down now. They're grilling up nice. They're going to get nice and brown and everything, get cooked. I doubt you have the prowess I have in the patties. And that's why I'm challenging you. When do we do it?
No idea, but you have a blessed day.
I can come down there and I can show you how I do it as the burger boy.
Oh no, we're good. We're fully staffed with cooks, but
I don't care. It's not about the money, man. It's about the game. You guys are all fakes. You're all in it for the money. I'm in it for the game, man.
I mean, what else are you going to work for?
I got to work for the game, to earn money. It's not money for me.
I'm glad.
Money's not important.
I'm glad I don't have that luxury.
Money's not important to me. I'm a millionaire.
You have a blessed day.
I went viral on TikTok.
I'm
the burger boy from TikTok.
I love that for you.
I went viral. I have millions of dollars now. I just put it on the TikTok.
I didn't like that attitude.
She's not in it for the love of the game. Welcome to the show. Welcome. We're wrapping it up. Last calls. Last calls for calls. Tiff, do you want to do a call?
I need like 2 minutes, but if 2 minutes is too long, I can wait till next time.
No, it's fine. Oh my goodness. Okay, they have hamburgers here. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. It's Whoopi's Workshop. I'm Whoopi, your host. It's 11:53 postmeridian Eastern, November 17th, 2025. I guess it's my turn again. Or, James, is it good or what?
Wait, hello?
Yo. Burgers? Do you want to talk to burgers? They're not picking up their phone. Okay, we'll try again.
What am I calling?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Okay. I debuted my new character, Burger Boy.
Good afternoon, Wyoming River Shop. How can I help you?
Y'all got that spaghetti down there?
No, we don't have spaghetti.
They used to.
Not since I've worked here, we've never had spaghetti.
Right on. Do you think that if I came down there with, like, uncooked pasta, you can make me spaghetti?
No, sir, we cannot do that.
On. I'll pay double.
It's against health code violations. I cannot do that. I could get shut down for that.
All right. What if I get like a hot plate and I do it in the lobby?
No, sir, I cannot allow that. I'm sorry.
I'll pay double. I'll buy two cheeseburgers.
No, sir. I'm sorry. I cannot do that.
Okay. What if I wanted to set up, like a spaghetti fundraiser in the parking lot?
Oh, that was fucked up.
I'm so glad she hung up because I was going to start laughing any second. Spaghetti fundraiser is hilarious.
That's a thing, dude. Spaghetti dinners?
The gas
are usually fundraisers. Oh. That was kind of fucked up.
Tiff, are you good to go here?
I'm alive. Do I sound like
good.
Tiff?
You sound good for Tiff. Do you want to call the Gaslight Social?
What?
The Gaslight Social.
Because that's a place that I recognize.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's like it's a hamburger.
Hamburgers?
Yes. It's like a hamburger and a fries.
Gaslight Social. It's a trick.
Gaslight, how can I help you?
Hello? Hello?
Gaslight.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hello? Oh, I'm doing okay. You know what? No, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
How much later are you folks open?
Probably until 11. Maybe 10 o'clock.
Okay. I don't have... I'm actually on my buddy's landline right now, and I don't have a clock in the room. How much longer?
Another hour.
Christ. Okay. All right. That's what I thought. But I've been in here. I've been fingerboarding and playing some video games with the boys. Guys, say hi. I've got this great group of guys here. I was just trying to get them to all come down.
Hi.
Maybe grab like a little burger.
Oh, our kitchen is closed.
Guys, we have like an hour.
Oh,
the kitchen is closed.
Yeah, it's closed.
Oh, my sprig, dude. Okay. Okay. Yeah, dude, they said the kitchen is closed.
What the hell?
Is it cool? Can we bring like our own spaghetti or something? And maybe we can just have like some beers there that we can buy?
I can't let you bring outside food.
What if we bring some for you?
Yeah.
Appreciate that, but no.
We got like uncooked noodles. Stomach.
Hey, what did you say?
I appreciate that, but no.
I think it's safe. It's just straight from the story. Tell them about that.
What? Wait, here, you take the phone.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
I got like a pound of like, you know, they're like USDA like noodles, like spaghetti. It's like government.
Okay.
It's like government, like sanctioned spaghetti. You know?
Okay.
I think it would be good to go there. Is there like a
Well,
ask if we can tailgate it.
Can we like do like a tailgate style?
Yeah, I still can't do that. I'm sorry.
Darn. What can we do here? Because like we're ready to rock here.
I'm gonna bring a bottle.
Okay. She's gonna bring a bottle.
No, you can't do that here. It's no outside liquor, no outside food.
Ah, darn. Man, that's rough. We do have a couple bottles here. We can like do one for you.
No, I appreciate that. I can't do that though.
No. Hey, what's your name, man? I'm
Miles.
Sorry, I just put you on speaker. Mark?
All right, Mark.
Miles.
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 Listen, I've got a deal for you. I'm here with my boy, James. He's actually a genie. He's in a bottle. Check it out. Listen, I'm going to tap the glass.
Okay,
you don't want to say no. You don't want to say no. Have you ever had the opportunity to rub a genie in a bottle?
No, but I have to follow my
Miles,
rules here.
Miles per hour, Tails. Is it Tails?
Make a wish, make a wish, make a wish. Miles, make a wish.
Tails, you have to make a wish now.
You have to make a wish.
Alright, well, I gotta let you guys go.
Miles, make a wish.
I'm sorry, I gotta be lame ass.
Uh-oh, that's bad luck. Bad luck.
Alright, well, you all have a good night.
Take it easy, Tails.
Guan Rastafarian, mi brother. Pick up the island, master.
You have a good night.
Pick up the island, massive.
Pick up the island, massive.
I was calling him Tails. Guan. I'm not sure he got it.
Pick up the island, massive.
Ugh.
I love your roster. Bigger.
I love you.
All right, right, we're doing last calls here.
Well, I have to go.
Thank you.
Just go.
Oh, Nicole, just. Oh, okay. No time for a last call.
Not for me, but I love you. Thanks for listening to the show. Sorry I wasn't
Nicole's
here more.
Nicole's live in the studio here. Taking
Nicole's
tips.
Live.
Nicole's live in the studio.
The studio.
Yeah,
right. Good night.
Love you.
I guess I'm doing the last call here. Oh, the gaslight's cool. Alright, I'm doing the last phone call. I'm gonna send a text message to him. It's very important. Welcome to the end of the show. Shit, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing.
Where to go?
Home. I had it. Oh, Burger Boy. I'm gonna do Burger Boy.
I'm sorry, the party you are trying to...
Ooh. Oh, that sucks. Hideaway. No music, it's very scary. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Very scary. We're out of music.
Oh,
I just turned it back up like that.
Fucking Miles.
Rower. Tails. There's Sonic.
Bar.
Hi, I'm Burger Boy, and I'm challenging you to
a
hamburgers. I know how to do them really, really good. I want to have a little bit of a cook-off there, if you're interested in something like that.
What?
A little bit of a cook-off.
Who's this?
I'm Burger Boy. I'm from TikTok. If you look up on TikTok, that's me.
Okay.
Yeah, I just do it hamburger style.
You want to have a cook-off? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, versus you guys. I'll just...
Well, you can call and talk to the manager tomorrow if you'd like.
You gotta hear this. I'm gonna put a patty right on the grill right now. You hear that?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna fry it up like hamburger style. I'm gonna have a taste test with the guys here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just gonna see who comes out on top, and I don't want to brag or boast, but it's probably gonna be me. I mean, you guys run a pretty respectable joint down there, but I just, I'm confident in the delivery of my product. All right, I gotta flip it now.
Yeah.
I'm squeezing it down. Yeah, I'm gonna give it to you guys, and you guys are gonna taste it. And you're gonna blow your socks off.
What, are you bringing it to my drive-up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I can get it. I can get it there in a couple hours. That's if I, like, you know, someone doesn't eat it on the way.
Yeah, well, we'll be closed by then, so.
All right. Do you have a name for tomorrow or maybe next week or whatever?
You can call Christy tomorrow. She's the manager.
All right. And do I just write that name on the hamburger?
And okay.
I leave that out for her to have?
For tomorrow?
Yeah.
Isn't it going to be cold? We're not in the best neighborhood. Somebody will probably eat it.
Yeah, I'll just hand deliver it to you. We'll do like a handshake. Or I'll just write to Christy from Burger Boy.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got the onions
Sounds
and lettuce.
Great.
Sweet. Thank you, man.
Okay. Have a good one.
Good night, man. Burger Boy out. All right. Well, time of night. Thank you. Thank you to everybody who's listening. And thank you to the guys who showed up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Getting off here. It's the end of the show tonight. I got a sore throat. I'm talking too much. I don't know what I'm gonna. I've been listening to like too much. Tiff knows what's up.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
It's the end of the show. It's the end of Whoopi's Workshop. Every November 17th, 2025. It's 11:25:25 post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. Oh my god. I could definitely...
If someone tells you to make a wish, make one. Otherwise, it's bad luck.
Does anyone else have any more things to say? Wasted and Dragonmere do shows. But you're on rogueserver.com, so you know that.
Who?
Dragonmere and Wasted. They do shows. Dragonmere's Friday, 7 Eastern.
Cool.
Sunday on Sunday.
Wow. Yeah.
Wasted is tomorrow.
Is that like a YouTube show?
Yes.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And that's Dragonmere.
Yes. Like Dragonmere.
Oh, wow.
Wasted is tomorrow at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 5 Mountain.
Give or take 30 minutes, maybe, yeah?
Or whatever the West is. I don't know what the West is.
It's made up, anyway.
It's all fake. If you live in one of the states that's gotten rid of fake time changes. Oh, I'm really conflicted. I think I want to play this. It's long.
Do it!
Alright, guys.
Gazoon tight, I love you.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
I love you, Carter.
I love you.
Oh, I haven't decided on the music yet. If you're listening, you're just listening to dead air. You're just listening to dead air. I haven't decided on the music yet.
I'm a genie in a bottle, gonna roam in a subway. We wore leather pants, and they were tied up on the sides.
I know what I'm gonna play. Oh. I'm gonna play this. But I should play that, what you're singing, but I don't have it.